Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of things there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question on the homepage. We're going to keep you busy. If you show up on our website, we're going to keep you busy, and we'll follow you home. That's right. If you see something you like and you want more of it, the next time we have it, we'll follow you home with that. So tell us what you want. Tell us what you need from us, and we'll do our best to give it to you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Trudy Jean Evans has deposited with us over the last many years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of The Pied Piper Principle, Lead and They Will Follow. Trudy, tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
You can visit my website as well. My website is theravengroupinc.com. It's ravengroupinc.com. And on there, it's pretty updated. You can either order a copy of the book. You can see me doing some presentations by clicking on the YouTube.
That's worth the trip right there, folks.
And I'd love for you to hook up with me on LinkedIn. Jim, how are you finding people using LinkedIn today from a networking perspective?
Just to do that, what you just said, to get to know each other, know people, and to stay connected with them. Because you know, the old days we just gave our business cards out, and maybe we'd connect, maybe do an email or so. But now the ability to stay connected to people is pretty interesting. What's been interesting to me, Trudy Jean, about the social media thing is to see how the people who really you start seeing who the extroverts are and who the introverts are.
some people
can't wait to tell you all the things that are going on in their lives.
That's an hour we could talk about,
right?
That I don't want to know that you just came back from doing your gardening on,
right?
With regard to LinkedIn, the one thing that I have really found from in my perspective is LinkedIn is a really good resource for people that do business with businesses. So Facebook can be advantageous to the business owner that does business with consumers to
right.
keep consumers
I agree
up to
with
date.
That.
But LinkedIn is from a business to business, and one thing I encourage all small business owners to do is to build their profile to make sure that they understand their profile is their brochure. It's their personal brochure about them and their business and their expertise. And don't be shy to ask other connections to introduce you to people.
Right.
Because people will do that. And it
mm-hmm.
is. I have completely walked away from ever cold calling. I don't ever cold call anybody anymore.
Right.
I try to
there's
find
no,
somebody
there's no reason to
know somebody.
There's no reason to cold call anymore.
No. Now you can find somebody who knows somebody that you want to meet. And again, that's being able to just utilize, back to what we started talking about, your emotional intelligence.
How does emotional intelligence, what is emotional intelligence, what part does it play in social media?
Well, I think it goes into the social skill aspect, because the social skill aspect is being able to find people that you can be of influence to and that can influence others. It's being able to establish a good method of communication. You know, it really works into the social aspect of being able to be a better communicator, and thus not only, again, being self-aware of how is it best for you to communicate very differently than perhaps the way I communicate.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned people who are introverts earlier in the previous segment, someone who's shy. Are the social media platforms helping those people?
Sure, because now anybody that was scared to death to pick up the phone and make a phone call now
or go to a mixer.
The mixer thing, you know, again, for the shy person, I always, in fact, I do this, and I'm not shy. When I go to a mixer,
really?
I'm going with the
mixer. Boy, that's breaking news, Trudy Jean.
But you know what? I don't like going into places that I don't know people, but my secret to everybody is always Act like you own the room. Uh-huh. Act like it's a party you're throwing. And if it's a party you're throwing and there's guests there that you don't know because perhaps they were invited by, you know, your spouse or significant other, you'd walk up to them and introduce yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's the key for even shy people. Just pretend like you're hosting the party, and it'll put a very different feel into walking up to strangers and introducing yourself.
Well, you have to say to yourself, what's the worst that can happen? I meet somebody. That's the worst.
Yeah, but see, you're not shy, so that's not what's happening in those people's brains.
Yeah.
The worst that can happen is they'll meet somebody. So.
Yeah. that is the worst.
That is the worst that can happen. And then, you know what, then people always, then they feel like, well, what am I going to say? And you know as well as I do, the minute you ask somebody what kind of work do they do, all you have to do is say, how did you get into that line of work?
Right.
And off that person, I don't
or,
know how
or,
quiet they are.
Or tell me more. I mean, something that simple, just tell me more.
Yeah, tell me more about that business. I mean, there's so many two or three little questions that you can.
But it also helps if
you,
in front of that you say, this is fascinating what you're telling me. Tell me more. I mean,
if you tell somebody
they're fascinating, they'll talk.
I you know what, I agree with you. One of the things I talk about when I teach people how to connect with others, I say be interested, not interesting.
Right.
So don't be the one to carry the conversation from talking. Make sure that you listen and you're interested
funny,
in what they say.
What's funny to you, Gene, is when two guys like that get together and neither one of them will talk because the other one's trying to get the other one to talk. That's like when you and I get together, Trudy Jean. Hey, Trudy Jean, the RavenGroupInc.com. That's the website, right?
Yes, that's it.
The book is The Pied Piper Principle, wherever books are sold. Trudy Jean, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great weekend.
Come back real soon. We'll take a quick break right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.